Nolte, Knla wiped out, again, in quarterly ratings. By John Nolte on April 5, 2025. There is no Trump bump in the ratings for far-left CNN or MSNBC. Meanwhile, Fox News made ratings history. Below are the average viewer numbers for January 1, 2025, through the end of March 2025. The number in parentheses reflects the percentage difference in the ratings compared to this same quarter last year. Total primetime viewers / demo viewers. Fox News, 3.012 million, plus 46%. 380,000, plus 63%. Knla, 558,000, minus 6%. 121,000, minus 1%. MSNBC, 1.024 million, minus 18%. 96,000, minus 21%. Dash. Total day viewers / demo viewers. Fox News, 1.919 million, plus 48%. 247,000, plus 58%. Knla, 428,000, minus 8%. 79,000, minus 7%. MSNBC, 593,000, minus 27%. 57,000, minus 30%. Think about everything that has been in the news for the last 3 months. Nothing less than inaugurating a new president, massively destructive wildfires in California, all the craziness around Trump's cabinet picks, all the fake scandals aimed at Pete Hegseth, the White House's fight with the courts, the deportations, the attack on Houthi pirates. And I'm missing some things. And what's the result for these left-wing propaganda outlets? All this news and fewer people tuning in. Teehee. That's a trust issue. Period. You might be thinking, CNN's numbers don't look so bad because they did not suffer double-digit losses like MSNBC. Well, look at how few people tune into CNN. And CNN is still losing viewers during a crazy busy first quarter news cycle. At least MSNBC is able to attract a million average viewers during prime time. CNN barely does half that. CNN is doornail dead. Unless that clown car gets a total enema to remove the clowns, it will be lucky to last another 5 years. If pharmaceutical ads are outlawed, as they should be, it will be less than 5 years. Hey, maybe people are just tired of the news, especially cable news? No. Fox News remained the top cable news network, and enjoyed its highest-rated quarter in cable news history, reports Adweek. Fox News also secured its highest quarter cable news share ever with 65% of the audience in total day and 66% in prime time. Then there is this mind-blowing statistic: in addition to topping its cable rivals, FNC also surpassed ABC and NBC during weekday prime time. More people are watching Fox News than the broadcast networks during prime time. That is really something. Listen, as you all know, I'm no fan of cable news, and that includes Fox News. But that is an incredible accomplishment for Fox News and a total humiliation for the dying broadcast networks. Everything is changing, and mostly for the better. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.